Alright, though. Now we're recording now.
Okay, hello.
Hello there, mates. Welcome back to the You Feel Me podcast, yeah?
It's a snowy day
today. It's a very snowy there. It's very, very cold and it's like 10 degrees and it's very cold. I don't think that we should be having this type of weather.
Not in January.
I don't care. It should not be cold. This shit is very cold. It's like a why are we in Alaska or something? Why I'm used to being? You know what I'm doing there? With the roos and stuff.
There not be no kangaroos down there in this weather.
Are not no Nebraska.
They in their own pouches.
Are you folded up nice cozy?
Maybe they just jump in the pouch like
you're just like tucked up.
Disappear.
It's not fucking Dragon Ball Z.
Pop up wherever they go.
They bear not. Motherfucking goddamn. What the fuck did I forget what I said?
What you say again?
I don't know. What I was talking about? How you think the weather is around the world, guy?
My man. LA, I think it's warm in there. Florida warm.
It ain't really warm. It's all right up here, but down there, over there, across there.
You got sun. We ain't got no sun. We just got clouds and snow.
Yeah, snow fix, cuz.
Only light we got is from the damn lights from the street lights.
Let me take them kids, take their ass home.
Huh?
That's the sign. Take your ass on in. Take your ass on in, bro. When them street ass don't come in,
I was like, what the fuck?
Talk like that the whole podcast.
What?
I'm gonna ring you here. I take that one, them kidding that on. Now your slut on down there. We're gonna talk about it on podcast on the. What?
Okay.
We're gonna talk about country songs. You still good?
Country songs.
And music.
Music.
Music. Music. Your phone ringing.
Hello. Do you want anything from there?
Stop talking to me.
Whatever you want. I don't care. We don't have nothing to eat for.
Friday or Saturday, we can make some. Gay. Hey, you want some ham, some ground beef?
Yeah, that's fine. You can get some burgers if you want to, or whatever. I don't care.
Tater tots, curly fries.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
You can get regular burger too.
Hash browns.
Whatever. Yeah, I want, like, two of those. Well, I want four.
Eight. I don't know. Keep it even.
Yeah, I want four for myself.
Keep it even, nigga. Get eight. Double it. Get 16. Maybe 32.
It don't matter. You can wait on that if you don't. I mean, if you just want to make stuff for meatloaf, we can just get hamburger at Walmart.
Excuse us, folks. This nigga's on the phone.
I know, yeah, I'm on it. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, you toy, mate.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
Toy.
Pork rinds is fine. I'm just trying to get off the phone. I'm recording.
Why are you in a rush? I told you to take time.
She's eking behind it.
I told you to take time.
Alright. So, okay. Just the patties.
Fries. For hamburgers. Okay. For the burgers.
Pork rind. For the... But you might as well get, never mind, just get regular hamburger. We can just put jalapenos in the regular burger itself. So you just get a thing of meat and a bag of pork rind and that, whatever else you want. Like the 5 pound. That's fine. Get one of those and bag of pork rinds or whatever else you want.
Pork rind? He like the whole pig to the rooter to the tooter.
Yeah, give me 2 bags of pork rind. Whatever. Yeah, you can give me one. Pack or whatever. Alright, thank you.
Now we're back in the episode. Now the snake is not on the phone. He was talking to his woman about some food.
You get whatever you want. How many times? Like 30. I don't care.
They not understanding. It don't matter.
Right, I'm going to eat whatever.
Money bought it. I got to eat it.
I don't know how many times like I told her. I'm okay with a fucking goddamn bologna sandwich. Like, fuck.
Nigga, give me the bread. Give me the bread and the cheese. Boy, I kid you not. I don't give a fuck. I will eat a bologna sandwich.
That's what I mean. Like, if you get the bread out and the mayonnaise and the cheese and bologna, I'd be happy. I'm like, thanks. Just make me 2 sandwiches, go sit down, eat, and that's it.
Paper towel.
Yeah, paper towel. Maybe bag of chips.
I don't get a bag of chips.
Man, listen, them sweet chili Doritos.
I fuck with the. I like the.
God, what did you. You scared the shit out of me. I thought you did.
Fucking
God. Oh my God. I almost ran out the room. You look possessed. You're like, I'm so scared. And I know what was going on.
I must have gone off. Oh, I know what it'd be here. It's the mic. It's when you like be moving it. Like
this thing?
Yeah. You can hear it rubbing against the. Oh, hold on, man. You don't need it, guys. Just hold still. Hold still.
What was that, guys? You hear me like this? Is this clear?
Yeah.
Oh, yours is off too. Okay.
Yeah, but no, it's just like when our fingers like rub against the thing, it can hear.
Oh, I can hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I see. That's why they got the stands. Fuck it. I upgrade my podcast equipment once I feel like it. Cool. Y'all listen to it. I'm glad y'all listen to it.
Yeah, they know that you very much.
Back to the category.
All right. Damn, my liquor.
You want me to eat what you got?
Get here. Fuck, I'm right here, cousin.
Cause you got not anything in front of you, man.
All right, guys. I feel like we should do a game with this, but I said name country, name like our top best country songs. But like, if the one country song I'm thinking of is not in the top at least 10, or your country songs, gotta take you a drink. So what's your top 3 country songs
of all time? Or just like, I know this, like,
20,000. What you would put on, like, out of all time, what you'd put on top 3?
Top 3. I'm going to say Homesick by Kane Brown. I like God's Country. I don't know who it's by. Then, man. I'm going to go with God, Your Mama, and Me by Lord Georgia Line.
All right. You're a good selection there, bud. You're a good three. You're a good. You're a good. That's a good three. You're a good three. You're a good three. Just not touching my three there, bud.
What three you got there, you got?
Take me home. Take me home. To the place I belong.
I used to sing that to a guy named Rob at work. I'm like, Robbie, take me home.
Goddamn song of the South. Song of the South. Sleepy tied apart and I shut my mouth. Gone like the wind. Ain't nobody looking back again.
See, my thing about songs too, I don't like, is about like, then when they repeat, really. I mean, God, your mom.
And then, Heaven by Kane Brown. Everybody talk about heaven like just can't wait to go. Shaking, so going so good, so beautiful. And right next to you, in bed with you.
I ain't convinced.
I don't know how heaven could be better than this.
I just like that song too.
All right, so we good. We ain't got it. All right. All right. What do you think the most played country song out of all of our list is?
Out of our list?
Yeah. Out of all six of yours and mine put together, what do you think the most played one out of all that is?
Song of the South. Country Road.
If you forget a song, nigga, you gotta take a drinky drink.
Oh, if I forget a song, I gotta take a drink? Damn, I knew it. Call your mama and me. Oh. I don't even know, though.
I ain't gonna lie. You should have asked me. Nigga, I don't know. You already taking a drink, nigga. I don't forget. I done forgot all three of the same songs that you said.
I got one.
I done forgot them all. See, look at you, man.
Good, you got a great dude now, good.
Huh?
You forgot you submitted on the podcast, guy. You forgot your songs. So thank you, drink, good. You can't make it rules as you go, cousin. You said forget a song, drink, there. Damn it.
Yeah.
I thought my cork gag is good.
Mine's glass.
Oh, damn it. I'm running, good.
That old fucking motto.
Jesus. I don't want to waste it. Be licking it off the floor.
You may not be like,
I'm going to be on the ground. I slide down your stairs like, wee. Was that the path you showed? That's it, like his little path. My feet barely fit.
Fuck.
Ooh. Oh, lay down there, bitch. Yep.
My foot caught it like a Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Hold that for.
Shimon.
Shimon.
Damn. No. Shimona.
Remember it.
Cheers.
Cheers, cousin.
Fucking shit, damn it. Fucking cunt face bitch whore. Fucking fuck the shit. Fuck.
Sound like Killer Bark Boy.
Calm down, Randy.
Stop it, Randy.
Don't touch me there, Randy.
Hey, stop. Don't touch me there.
This is my nano square.
93 hours.
Damn. So I got a question for you. How you feel about the TikTok ban?
That's coming up in, I think, 3 days.
Sunday. At the electronic. I seen someone post on a Discord thing that they're trying to get people to sign up for the extended ban.
Nope. I'm not doing it.
I'm not either. I don't give a fuck about it.
You want to know why? You want to know? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be dead ass honest with you, G, and the shit pisses me off, bro, because, like, motherfuckers can actually go get real jobs. Like, this is what makes me mad about the whole politics situation, right? You got niggas on social media, like, you can't, like, I'm not talking about the real entrepreneurs, you feel me? The real deal entrepreneurs, the one that actually got businesses and shit, the one that actually started doing the shit before TikTok shit was famous.
Yeah.
These niggas, the one that, like, fucking AIs and, like, NPCs or whatever fuck them call, shit like that, and, like, that shit, no, nigga, that's the shit, like, that's what I'm saying, like, it's weird, because when you look at it, when you say, oh,
fuck. Now you getting a call, guy?
Damn. Hold on. Oh, I had to pause that. I had to unpause that. All right. But no, like I said, though, the motherfuckers that are really just, like, doing that shit for attention, that could, like, actually go out there and get a job, and there's nothing wrong with them. And then you got the motherfuckers that vote, talking about they're giving our jobs to foreigners. Why should it matter? At least they want to fucking work, right? We got niggas sitting at the crib not doing nothing but recording themselves doing dumbass shit. I ain't like that stream. Me personally, bro, I hate streamers. Not gonna lie. I hate streamers. I hate it for the personal fact. Like, you can go out and get a job. Like, some of them do. I'm not gonna fault the ones that do have a job. Mm-hmm. The ones that, like, actually, like, started streaming shit. That's not, I'm talking about the ones that, like, that don't do shit. The ones that don't play the game or nothing.
Or just trying to sit there and say, I'm trying to make this my full-time job. Like, why? Because everything else for you is not working?
Yeah, yeah. That type shit, yeah. Hate that shit. That's why I always tell people, what's the point of saying that you're going to vote for a certain person? Or you're going to do this? Or you're going to do that? Or any of that, right? They don't listen to what the fuck niggas have to say. Mm-hmm. So why does it matter? Like, that was just something to brainwash niggas, bro. I'm not going to lie. I watched it, but, like, I didn't care for it. Jay, I didn't need it. It had funny videos on there, but, okay, yeah. There's Facebook. If Facebook go down, oh, well, nigga, there's games, nigga. Like, you can play a game.
We should,
like,
never took away Vine.
That's
my thing, because everything else is just a Vine. If you break it down, every video is a Vine. All the shorts is a Vine.
Vine started it. Vine
is a short clip. Yeah. That's what it started as. That's what everything is a short clip. Bring back Vine, and that can be your TikTok.
Because before TikTok, it was Musical.ly.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't do all this extra shit that you could. You can just make, like, music videos, like, Musical.ly videos. Like, this shit, TikTok just, like, tell you, it, like, brainwashed niggas. And then they got to the part where, like, motherfuckers start using that bitch for, like, OnlyFans and, like posting their shit. Like, you can't just, like, if you're supposed to be an inspiration to a kid, like, you can't be doing all that shit on there, bro. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, this shit, like, half of them streamers, bro, is just like, I don't know. I'm just glad, like, the shit. And then they, but see, motherfuckers got another app. It's called, like, Lemon or some bullshit. Some bullshit, bro. I be hearing it all the time, bro. Like, motherfuckers are destined, like, to not stay off that phone.
That's, I tell you, when I get home, bro, if I don't need it, or I ain't got to be on it, it's literally wherever I put it last.
That's the thing, like, and then the motherfuckers that, like, if they don't play the game, for instance, like, since we play the game, like, they're talking about, oh, what if they took the game away? But see, right, the game was around before any of that shit was even thought of, really.
Yeah.
Game system was thought of first.
I think, too, though, is the game system is, like, they'll just cut the online off before they cancel them.
I mean, but still, though, you, like...
Because look how many years we had games with just regular single play, you play by yourself. They'll go to that before they cancel it.
But this is the thing, though. A game makes more money than TikTok will ever make. I don't care what nobody say. I don't give a fuck the viewers. I don't give a fuck if PlayStation play people just like Xbox play people when they sponsor them for them gaming competitions, mm-hmm. They pay them. Just like TikTok pay whoever fuck you're on there filming or whatever. But games will make triple the time of what TikTok will ever make. I don't give a fuck if PlayStation beating Xbox, Xbox beating PlayStation, PC beating both, and Nintendo lacking. I don't give a fuck what them games are going to triple, double, smash TikTok, any app. Motherfuckers need to get something that can just, like, keep them entertained for a point of period of time and go on about your day.
Because, I mean, you think about it, too. Them all, every company, gaming company, needs something, needs everyone else, because... I think when PlayStation's not booming, right, they'll need to combine with Xbox, get an Xbox exclusive to boost up the range. You know what I mean? So that's why I say, like, they all need each other.
The motherfuckers made social media for a reason, bro. I swear they did. Like, if you look into it, when social media first started, like, look how many motherfuckers was killing themselves because of cyberbullying.
That dude the other day, he was driving through that bikini thing, mm-hmm. with his no pants. He, mm-hmm. killed himself right when he got home or,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fucking... Like, you're retarded, first of all. No offense. But second of all, what were you thinking? Like, what do you think was going to happen? Like...
Motherfuckers just... Like... That, too. Like, school shootings. I ain't going to say they didn't pop off right into social media, but when you start posting pictures, I mean, I know... You can be gay or whatever, flamboyant, however you want to take it, and you post pictures. Of course, motherfuckers going to talk about you. Freedom of speech. Anybody can say what they want to. But that gives you the power to go shoot up somewhere? No, nigga.
I don't want
to
talk about this.
I'm just saying.
Because, like, my thing is, though, right, like, no offense, but in every school shooting, right, what race has the person been? And you say, I'm being serious. Like, you say Afghanistan people, right, are... like terrorists and Mexicans or like people like who came over the border, but they just here to get jobs, support their family and leave.
Hell yeah.
Like they don't want to like live here. They want to support the family, send money back home and then go home.
But
your own people are terrorists. Like
that's what see like that's how you the thing. To stop like that? You, I mean, you'll catch a few like nationalities. Like you'll catch like there's a black one. There's a couple black ones. Couple like Mexicans. Couple, but like main of them, yeah, are white. Yeah. Facts, but it's like, tell you, bro, that's why I said I'm so like, I don't care about them banning that shit, bro, because there's a whole lot of shit that they need to ban. Facebook shouldn't be on there, bro. Take that shit down. Don't care about it. You feel me? Like, if niggas want to watch videos, YouTube, G, go watch some YouTube videos. I'm not going to lie, because, like, at this point, like, that shit causing so much shit, it's not even funny. And, like, the police say they watch it, but, like, there have been so many times motherfuckers done did some shit, posted that shit on Facebook before they went and did it, or after they went and did it, bro, or haven't been caught yet, or been caught, like, weeks or days after they did it. That's the shit I don't get. I don't understand it. So whatever they ever feel like doing, bro, fuck it. Ban it. Don't care. I'm glad. All that shit need to go.
Just go back to text and give you 30 minutes a month to text. We're cool with that. Or watch videos with no commenting on them. I don't care. Like, you make a video about you, you know, let's say blowing up a little car, I mean, I can report that. You get fired. I mean.
But that's like the thing that like, I learned about, like, if you're a person that, like, I ain't even going to say talk about people. Like, if you're a person, because there's like, two types. You can talk about people, and then, like, you can tell the truth about people. Mm. So it's like, the people that talk about people are the people that, if you go back and talk about them, they'll be the type that shoot some shit up or do some shit. Or you got the people that, like, tell the truth about people, that if you say something about them, like us, you feel me? Like, we're the type, like, oh, yeah, we're going to tell you if you stink. But they're like, we got something wrong with us. We're going to be like, all right, then. It'll be all right.
Yeah, thank you for telling me. Like, I'll fix it, but thank
the
you.
The next nigga come in here and 100 clip fucking Swiss cheeses, bitch, type shit. Like, no, I'm not. That's why, like, you just, it's different. So it's like, you just gotta watch.
I watch you, what you say.
And yeah, that's why, I mean, in the whole, like, whole end of that, I'm kind of glad that they're taking it down. So, like, right after that, they need to take Facebook. They need to take Twitter, Facebook.
Twitter needs to go down for sure.
Oh, yes.
There's I mean, not that I
it's not
follow,
even...
but there is a lot of fucking shit on X that shouldn't be.
Oh, yeah. But it's fuck all that, bro. All them videos where they got shoot niggas in the heads and all that shit.
Remember that video we talked about where the dude got hit with an axe in the head? Like, why is that on?
The first time I saw that, though, was on Facebook, bro.
I seen that on X first.
It was the see video thing. Like, when you click on it, see more, and it said graphic video. And the dude, when the door swung open, bro, he's sitting on the couch and he smacked him right in the fucking head with the axe. That's why I'm like, whoa.
See, but I've never seen that video.
That shit, both of that shit need to be taken down, bro. Like, that shit is... I feel like I could live without social media because I don't even really be on it. Like,
I take YouTube over anything.
Videos, like, I can watch funny videos on YouTube, but like,
right? I mean, they keep shorts on YouTube. I'd be
all
right.
I prefer the game over all that because it's like you can't. And that's the other thing, like, nigga, the game, like.
The only thing I don't like about playing the game is, like, I don't know. I'm kind of weird because I like storyline. Games.
I fucks with that shit.
But, like, I wanted to be multiplayer. Yeah. Like, I want to be, like, with someone, like, this is a cool moment, or look over here, like, grab this gun. Or but something, like.
I hate the type that's, like, it's not even little kids, bro. Grown-ass man do that shit, bro. When a nigga talking to him or some shit, like, it's not even, like, getting mad, because, like, niggas can get mad and quit the game. It'd be the type of niggas that, like.
So?
Yeah.
They can sit there and just be selling for no reason.
Damn, did you lock the door?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
All right. Oh, that them?
Uh-huh.
Who? Because I'm not be able
my
to...
My gun right out. There, nigga. You got me
fucked. I'm short on him.
You got me fucked up.
I'm short on him.
Like this boy.
I'm... Looking at my balls and spraying on them like a goddamn skunk, like. My lord. What are you doing? shit rockets at him, like.
Well, I'm shooting, you gonna be shitting on him. You go here.
Here. Like, I mean, the ones I feel bad for is like the, talking about TikTok again, but people who, like, actually, like, stream and make content, like, take their own personal time, like,
Twitch, Discord.
Like, the dude who, dude who makes, did you know, like, that guy? I like his videos.
Discord.
But I hate the, people who do, like, buy this product or, like, click my link for this.
Twitch.
Code.
Twitch.
Discord. I mean, yeah, that's where they're gonna go, but.
Why are they on fucking TikTok?
Because the best thing is short-term clips right now.
Fuck that.
You gotta think, if I have... I mean, no, just think about it. If I have, like, 20 million followers, let's see, on TikTok, right? And only 10 million on, let's see, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to post to YouTube anymore. I'm just going to post to TikTok. You know what I mean? So that's the people I feel bad for, because then you got to get those people on TikTok to follow you on YouTube. You know what I mean? Go to a different platform or follow you on YouTube so you can get, like, the same money you're making now.
I mean,
that's
if you
like
watch,
the people I feel bad for.
If you want to watch their video so bad, nigga, you can find their videos.
Yeah, but, like, I seen, like, something is, like, some things are blocked on some networks, too.
I mean,
so, like,
don't listen, don't care, fuck them, internet app, don't give a fuck.
Hmm?
I don't give a fuck about that, cuz.
Huh?
Fuck that app, guy. My app is a bitch, cuz.
I mean, yeah, get rid of the app, but, like, just bring back Vine. I'm cool with Vine. If you bring back Vine where you just post a video and no one can comment.
I'm cool with that PlayStation 5 right there and that Xbox in there.
See, listen, about the game, give me some options to play the campaign on, like, multiplayer, I'd be alright. If I can have a person with me and we can experience...
Oh, if we could do Black Ops 6 campaign and multiplayer, bro,
So I know you can do online, but if we can do Red Dead, like, on, like, story mode on, together, mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
No, we could do. We could play college football together, right?
How you gonna play college football again?
I got it on here and I got it on the Xbox.
Yeah, but what you gonna do? Play now? Mike draft for damn people we don't know? You gonna have Marvin Harrison. You gonna be Marvin Darrison. And you're gonna be like, who this? He gonna play for, like,
Jaquavius Marquell.
Yeah, he gonna be from, like, South Alabama, Texas. Like, what the fuck is that? That's not a school. That's not even, that's
South Missouri, legal. Alabama University.
You, like, you in Ireland or something. Like, you in the middle of somewhere. Like, you're not in Alabama or Texas. You were, like, Oklahoma.
It's gonna say. What? Yeah.
What was that? Why did she say hello?
We got one job. One job only.
What we do? We put the food away?
Mm-hmm.
What you do, yeah?
Hot. Where?
Wait, where's the... Yeah. My feet are cold. Can't share.
Nigga, they out of here.
Cold. Bro, my feet are gonna keep warm.
My fucking elbows are freezing.
Then you want my hoodie?
No. There you go.
Yeah.
Who think gonna win these Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. Ohio State winning for sure.
Bro, fuck on Monday. That's not yet. That's not yet. I said Saturday, Sunday.
What games are Saturday? You know, you need me to look at that.
I think Texas, Kansas City.
Kansas City win. Texas.
Listen.
Their offense ain't ready.
That's because they're too hurt.
Yes, I mean, give them a next year. Like, them next year, full healthy. Like, with Joe Mixon, or if they get another decent running back.
They need Joe.
I mean, they do need Joe, but if they get, like, a young running back to go with Joe.
Who the fuck they gonna get? Genty?
No, he's going nuts.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Y'all is not,
maybe we get Jenkins.
Y'all are not drafting.
Why would we not?
If y'all draft Genty, y'all are dumb.
Why?
What?
Why would we
He's not? So small.
Okay, Nick Chubb's 5'10".
And do you see how much he squat?
Yeah, but, I mean, he's 28. We're not going to re-sign him for 4 years.
Nigga, there's better running backs than him fucking finna come up in the draft.
Yeah, Genty, thank you.
No.
You put... So who would you put over him?
Henderson.
No, I would not.
What? What? What?
Over.
What?
First of all, what? Henderson is not like Jenkins. Jenkins did it all, receiving, power, and speed. Who led that Ohio State team? What name did you hear all over Ohio State?
Jeremiah Smith.
Who's the second one? Because do you know who he is?
It wasn't Jenkins. They were tied. No. Him and Henderson were tied.
No.
Yes, they were. No. Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
I wouldn't give
who, it to who did you see more in that last game? Henderson. Jenkins ain't do shit.
Yes,
who did you see in the last game?
No. Who's the number one person?
It don't. They rotate. There's no number one.
No.
They rotate.
No, I'm not talking about running back. I'm talking about quarterback.
Will Howard.
That's the second name you hear about Ohio State.
He really ain't do shit.
But the thing is, though, he didn't do none, but he lost to Texas 2 state years in a row. And he was 3 points off from winning last year. His name brought up more than Henderson or Jenkins.
And running back, Jensen is not going that high, bro. He's too little for the league.
He's not going first. Yes, I give you that.
I guarantee you Henderson go before him.
No.
Yeah, bro. Henderson is built different than all of them, bro.
Henderson would be good he's like a more a Tyler Allgeier.
It's either going to be Nicholas Singleton, Travion Henderson, or
I don't have the Penn State running backs going top three.
He's not.
They're not top three running backs.
He's not going top three at all.
They're probably top 10 running backs.
Top three's not going running backs at all. Top three is going to be quarterback.
I'm not talking about top three.
You're talking about running backs?
They're not top three running backs. From Penn State, no.
No, the top three running backs would be
Jenty, Henderson, and Jenkins.
No, there's somebody. No, there's somebody else, bro. What's dude's name, bro?
I didn't really watch that many college football. But.
Hold on. Scataboo ass. No, fuck.
Scataboo?
He all right. I ain't going to call him that. He all right.
He's more like a Peyton Hillis, I feel like. He's going to have like a 1 year and done.
Edwards. I mean, Michigan ain't doing nothing, but I know he probably declared for the draft, too.
Yeah, but what did he do this year? He wasn't really that good last year.
Michigan ain't
really. Their defense?
Fuck. The dude from Oregon, I mean, shit, there's a lot of good running back, bro.
Feel like Oregon has a quarterback.
I just feel like if Boise State would have played more harder teams, he wouldn't have did that. It's just Henderson, bro. Henderson's built different. That man been played them whole 4 or 5 years, and he's going at least top 20.
I give him second round. He'd be top second round, but I don't feel like he's going top, like, he's not going to be the first running back taken out. If Ginty's not the first running back taken out, there's something wrong.
Who would want someone that small right now?
I don't care.
There's so many good running backs in the league right now.
Yeah, we need a running back. I don't feel like we're taking a second pick. Because, I mean, I played Madden.
How many running backs is going into the free agency right now? How many running backs are on our last year?
Not really. Not really any, because you got to think.
Ramondre got to be coming up on his.
But listen, Jones just signed with the Packers.
Yeah.
Or whatever, right?
Yeah,
Aaron Jones. Dude signed with the Vikings. So they're not going to need a running back.
No.
Saquon just signed with the Eagles. Derrick Henry. So you really ain't got who you got. You got Dude from Dallas. You got Zeke and maybe Doddle.
Tony Pollard's on the Titans.
Yeah, he ain't leaving there anytime soon. So you need a running back this draft.
But you got, that's the thing, like, that's what, are they going for a power? Like, are they going for the power offense? Because they're not going to pick, if they pick Jensen, it's not going to work. That offense, they need to work on the offensive line.
Who?
Browns.
No, our life is good.
For running? No.
Listen, that's what I mean. Listen. We signed we signed Jack Campbell, whatever, the tight, or left tackle for LSU.
Mm-hmm.
We signed him in the first round. Get Jenty or Jenkins in the second round, that's perfect. Because they're both like Nick Chubb. Henderson's faster than Nick Chubb, right? And Jenkins is just as built as Nick Chubb. He's as powerful as Nick Chubb. So I say you sign one of them two. That's me. You sign one of them two in free agency, you're good. Or not in free agency, you draft one of them two. Even if you get Henderson Jenkins, we got a second. That's what I mean. We got we're getting a left tackle because we're not signing Joe. We shouldn't sign Willis in this year's draft.
What about Joe Alt?
Joe Alt isn't. That's a dude. Isn't that the dude from what's his name he's drafting?
Oh, yeah, remember my name.
I forget his name. He's from LSU, though. He's a left tackle. That's who we're going to draft in the first round with the second pick. He's going to be a Brown. Then the second round, we're going to draft the running back.
We're getting...
Third round was going to be a right end or a left end.
If he lasts like that long, we're getting Travis Hunter.
What pick you got?
Fourth.
Who got the third?
I think Jacksonville. Or the Giants.
See, Jacksonville needs a receiver, and they do need a cornerback. You don't need a cornerback. So that's what I mean. If you're going to play, what is he going to run? Is he going to run both, or is he going to run one or the other? What is he going to declare as? That's what I would see if he declared.
It goes Titans, Browns, Giants, Titans, Browns, Giants, Patriots, Jaguars, Raiders, Jets, Panthers, Saints, and Bears. That's top 10.
See, because the Giants do need a receiver or a corner. So if he declares as whatever one, they can draft him at third.
I feel like Cam Ward's going number one.
Who has the number one pick?
Tennessee. They need a quarterback. I feel like Cam Ward's going number one.
Maybe they draft Sanders, though, and get Deion to...
That's dumb.
Get Deion to sign as a coach.
That's dumb, bro. No.
Why? Because they've already took Mike Vrabel out, or whatever his name is.
Because we got him. Patriots got him.
Yeah, that's a good pickup, but I mean...
No, Cam Ward. Cam Ward better than Shador.
You can't say that.
Cam Ward is better than Shador.
You can say Kyle McCord is better than Shador or Cam Ward.
No. Why? Cam Ward broke records. I don't care.
I care about passing yards.
No, fuck that.
Records. Records could be.
Passing yards don't mean shit with them completions.
10 touchdowns.
Passing yards don't mean shit with them completions.
Fuck his completions, any yards.
Fuck that. No. When you not competing,
I mean, completions are better than yards, yes, but.
When you out there breaking records and you doing your own shit and you doing better than what you did.
Who won in the game, though?
Who?
Who came back and won?
Don't matter.
Cam Ward or Miami?
It don't matter. Hey, listen, it don't matter. You want to know why, though? Who got more? Who was in the Heisman race? Higher than who?
He didn't win. He wasn't.
It don't matter.
He didn't win.
He was
top three, yes, but he didn't win it.
He was finna win it. Mm-mm. He was literally one game off from winning it. Literally one game off from. If they would have never lost that last game, he was winning it.
I can't give it to you. Because if Ginty would have broke the record, he would have got it. If Ginty would have broke the record, he would have won the Heisman. I don't care what Travis Hunter did.
If Cam Ward would have never walked out on that game,
after he broke his record though.
If he would have never walked out on that game, he would have won that. He threw.
If they would have won that game,
bro, he had over 200.
If he would have broke the record and played and won, yes, he would have won the record.
In the second quarter, though, you got over 220 passing yards.
Why not play?
Cause he declared already.
But he didn't get hurt. He didn't get.
That's the thing, though.
He was good.
He said he didn't want to be like the like you can tell, bro. Like the way he talked, like the way he said, like he didn't want to be like Michael Penix.
He's not gonna be like a Michael Penix. He's gonna be like a Caleb Williams.
No,
he's gonna be cocky.
No. Yes. He's not even cocky. He just said he didn't want to get hurt.
Yeah, but why not? Why not want to win?
And then I mean,
that's your legacy.
When you broke your own record, I mean, you did what you went out there to do.
Yeah, but my thing is though, right? If you in your third year of your contract, you having a bad fourth year, you're 0-12. You're not gonna play that or 0-17. You're not gonna play the 18th game because you want to project your free agency.
I mean, they can shit,
but that's not your fault that the team is bad. You can only do what you can do.
It wasn't even bad. Miami wasn't even bad.
No, I'm just saying. Say if he's on a Patriots, right? Say if he's a Patriots quarterback. And say he went 0 for 18 his mm-hmm. last game, right? Say you have bum-ass receivers, right?
We do.
I'm just saying, I'd rather him be 0 for 18 than him 0 for 0 and not throwing the ball. You know what I mean? Him 0 for 18, that's not his fault. If they missed the ball, at least we can let's see. Like I sit down with him and say, hey, this pass, good read, but that's the receiver's fault. You know what I mean?
That's not how
if you have a bad read, you're a bad quarterback, first of all. Yeah. I can't. I don't have time for that. Yeah. But if you can make good reason that's the receiver's fault, yeah, I can fix that. I can get a good receiver.
But see, that's the thing, though. They don't look at it like they just look at it like if you're
capable. I need to win down. That's what I hate about
if you're capable head coaches. To get that ball out and get that ball out now. In instance, Dallas, Dak Prescott.
They need to switch the whole team up.
Quarterback.
Dak is the first one.
Kid you not, get Dallas a quarterback. They'd be nice.
My problem was when he first said he was planning for his vacation before the playoff game. Yeah, you got to go. I would cut you before that first game. Because why? Why are you planning about vacation before the first game? Well, our team is Super Bowl contenders. And you know what I mean? Like, this America team, we need you to play good. If you just want to plan for your fucking vacation, yeah, go ahead, go leave. I don't care. I'll pay you your $120 million and leave.
Yeah, you out of here. That's stupid. Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush ain't a bad quarterback.
Fuck yeah. Cooper Rush. Didn't they have Trey Lance? You could have signed him for a 2-year deal. 2-year deal, $100 million, or let's say $2 million. Let's say give him $1 million each year. $2 million deal. He would have signed that. Say, hey, listen, you prove yourself and you be the starter the next 2 years. You prove yourself and you can be the starter for this team. We got you. We'll give you the weapons, whatever you need. Because our defense is good.
Their line got old. Some of their line retired.
Their defense is good.
Yeah, their defense. Yeah.
Fuck the defense wins championships.
That's what you gotta think, bro. Look at that. When the Patriots played them for them to get to the playoffs, when they beat, I mean, because it wasn't a divisional game, so it really didn't matter, but they had to win to get to the playoffs. When they picked the Patriots up, when Trayvon Diggs had them 2 picks or 3 picks in that Patriot game, them was the only first two hot names after all the old players got out of there was Trayvon Diggs and Michael Parsons.
But how long has Trayvon Diggs and Michael Parsons been hurt? That's what I mean. That whole defense been hurt. That's what I mean. If you get yourself off, fuck your defense. If your defense is hurt, you need your offense to step up. With CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, back Ezekiel Elliott for what reason?
Brown was nice.
Yeah, but I mean, you can bring in damn Turpin for his exit pick.
But Brown, they had that receiver, Brown, I forget what his name was, but he was
Marquise
like,
Brown.
Oh, not Noah Marquise Brown. Brown
but Noah Brown, yeah. Brown.
He is nice.
But I mean, like, you can have Turpin.
They're tight end.
Ferguson or... Ferguson and... what was his name? Shoemaker or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. Their tight ends are good, but it's just... First of all, you need a new running back. Zeke is not the case.
Zeke Oden, that short-ass running back.
Yeah, why would you bring him back? And why would you bring... I mean, what's his name?
He's 5'7".
Yeah, he's good in the run defense, or not the run defense, the speed defense. But you need a power back. Zeke is not your power back anymore.
He old.
Yes, I mean, now, who's a good running back is Nick Harrison. The dude from Pittsburgh.
Jalen Warren?
No, the other one.
Najee Harris?
Najee Harrison is a good power back.
Jalen Warren better than him?
No.
Yes. No. Ask any Steeler fan, bro. Ask any Steeler fan.
I don't care.
Jalen Warren is better than Najee.
No.
What?
He's too small.
Don't matter.
He's just like, what's his
Pacheco's thing? Too small.
No, Pacheco is powerful, though.
Exactly. So is Jalen Warren. No. Did you watch any of the Steelers game this year?
Yeah, bro? But look at whatchamacallit.
Harris don't run that hard. Harris run for speed.
Yeah, he's fast, but he got power.
Jalen run to get them yards.
But yeah, my thing is though, right? Nick Harris, whatever his name is.
Najee
Harris is not built for that offense. Now, I'm just saying, put him in Tennessee's offense. They had Derrick Henry, power back. Put him in a power offense, he's going to destroy. That they need receiving. They need fast people. The offense is fast.
When they get,
because you got to think, what's his name? Russell Wilson. He's not running the ball, so they're not worried about the play action. They're not worried about the play action, or not play action, but the option plays. Now you put Justin Fields, now they got to worry about the option plays.
But, I mean, either way, they just...
I mean, because you may think, if you in shotgun, right, nine times... Oh, my God. You got to think, nine times out of ten, right, you in play action, you're going to pass the ball, right? You're not running the ball. If you're running the ball, you're running with the running back. You're not going to run with your quarterback.
Here you go.
So, I mean, like, you got to think, you know what I mean? Steelers offense, right? They run more, I mean, under center. But they know what's his name not going to run. Russell Wilson, he's too old. He's not going to run the ball. Yeah, so you rush five, you got all your linemen set up, you're good. You don't need to rush six because your sixth person can be in coverage because you know your running back's not going to run. Your receiver, he don't get the ball, but he in pass coverage, yeah, you can follow him. But if he's blocking, you can. That's an extra man downfield.
You want to know something? I'll sack him.
I wouldn't blitz him. Go ahead, I would play pass coverage.
No, me, myself, me.
But if you that person in coverage, though, right? If you the QB spy, right? You QB spy. So if the quarterback don't run, you know you're in pass coverage, right? If that quarterback is not, he's not a run to the, he's not a threat, right? To run, you gonna play in pass coverage, right? So if you got three receivers, then you got four defenders.
I'm playing 5 yards off.
So I mean, you got four defenders then.
But I'm
so you ahead.
As soon as he step up, at least
two. But you're reading his eyes. That's your be your main thing is that quarterback. Hey, you ain't looking at no receiver.
Once he step up, them 2 yards, them two hashes.
I'm not running at him.
I am.
Why?
That's your goal. That's what it is.
If it's 3rd and 20, why am I running 2 yards down into the backfield?
If you're, but see though, that's the thing though. That's why I said though when coming back to Dallas, like they need their. They need their linebackers back because their front four, their front three is good. But when they're doing that.
I get in the front two.
Their linemen's all right. One's their defensive old. Line, all right. But once you push, yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence, he's old. But once you push, right, and you got that, because you got a Mike, Will, and a Sam, them three linebackers.
Right.
The Sam and the Will always going to go out. The Mike's going to be the one staying right there. So he's going to be the one either coming up them 5 yards or he's going back 5 yards.
But my thing is though, right? If I have, let's just say, I have let's just say I have a Tom Brady, right? I know he's not going to run. You're not playing up for this 5 yards, right?
No, I'm 5 yards. I'm still staying 5 yards, though.
But why? You know he's not going to run.
Because you got to stay at 5 yards.
But my thing is, though, he going to advocate run. Tom Brady, you know 100% Tom Brady's not going to run.
Yeah, but it's just...
I'm playing back. I don't care what he does.
That's just a play scheme. You can play 5 yards within that line of scrimmage and still...
I mean, you could, but I know he's not running.
You don't have to. You don't have to rush him. You can always jump and tip the ball.
Yeah, but I mean... Yeah, I think if I know you're not rushing, I'm playing pass first.
Because if you...
So I'm backpedaling first before I come up.
If you 5 yards off that line of scrimmage...
But what if you're male... I'm saying if you're male linebacker.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're 20 yards... Let's say you're 10, 15 yards off.
You're like 7, 8, 9, yeah.
Yeah, but you playing the pass more than you playing the run.
I mean, yeah, but you're just standing like in that... You're going maybe 2 to 3 yards in front of you or behind you or beside you because you... You gotta stay.
Yeah, your first step is backwards, not forward. Yeah.
So you your first attention is to jump. That's gonna be your first intention. Because if he's throwing, all right, let's just say they're running a fucking tight end.
Let's say play action.
Yeah, tight end play action post
to the right.
That's a tight end play action post. So the fucking the first your number one receiver he's running the post. Your slot receiver is running a slant. Your tight end is running a fucking.
We'll say a corner, and your other one's running a crossing route.
Do a hitch route.
So yeah,
that's the thing, right there. That's why you're linebacker.
So I got man.
No, it'd be cover. No, you what run you cover playing? Four. You run that. So you cover playing four. Zone? You have to. So that's why that linebacker would stay right there, because you gotta think if you run in a 4-2-4,
right? Then I'm switching it to the right side though. I'm moving my corners or my not my corners my middle linebackers to the right.
If you run in a 4-2-5,
because if they're closer to the left, let's say we're playing college or pro. Let me know that.
I don't know.
Because if we're playing college and they're to the left sideline, I'm playing more to the right. You know what I mean? If they're playing football, if we're playing NFL and we're in the middle, I'm playing man-to-man. I'm playing straight up press.
Either way, though, from college and pro to linebacker, play the same.
I'm playing press because I know my left outside linebacker, the dude to the right of me, right? If I'm a linebacker, I know he got the middle of the field, right?
Yeah.
I know let's say it's two receivers to the left or the right of me, right? I know that corner is going to play the other receipt, like, over there, right?
But, like, that's why...
Then I need to be in the middle. So, yeah, then I'm right in the middle.
That's why...
But if we strong left, they got, right, then I'm moving that corner, yeah, the left outside linebacker to the corner. Then I'm covering the tight end.
But that's why they go both ways. Like, say if you're lined up 3 yards inside the... a little bit inside the slot receiver, and you're next to the other linebacker, and he say, hut, boom, and he come up them 5 yards to you, but this slot receiver already came over. So you're going to act like you're going with him, but then you go over with him. That's the shit. Like, that's why...
You saying the quarterback comes 5 yards
no,
up?
No.
Or the
receiver. That's why...
Oh, the receiver to the right.
When the receiver... When that's your bubble. So, like, say this receiver come up.
My strong right to strong left.
Yeah, if you're the middle linebacker, but you got to cover the left side of the field, right?
And so I'm covering the middle to the left.
Yeah, if that
then I got the tight end.
If that slot receiver come over and he do an out route,
do I got three corners or I got two? Or I mean,
you got a corner and two safeties.
Do I got three middle linebackers or do I got four D linemen?
No, you got two linebackers, four linemen.
So me and the left outside linebacker, let's say.
Yeah, so you got four.
And a strong right.
Four linemen, two outside. Well,
he got tight end then.
Yeah, but that's
the thing. We're bringing the others.
He can't move, though.
But we're bringing under safety down to guard the other other.
If you got five DBs, the safeties won't move. The safeties would stay at 13.
If I got three to the right?
Yeah, to be corners.
I'm just saying, for the offense, you're viewing the offense from the QB perspective, okay?
Uh-huh.
If I got two receivers to the left, right, and three to the right. Is that what you're saying? Or you got three to the left and two to the right?
If you got, it's a two.
Two on the left?
Yeah.
Okay, so that'd be my right if I'm on defense, correct?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I got the second receiver.
Yeah, if that slot receiver come in and do
that's eight, my job. Yeah. Because the first corner got him, I got the second receiver.
Yeah.
Then my left outside linebacker got the tight end. Then my other, then I got two corners on the other side for the other two linebackers.
Yeah, but that.
Because I'm the other corner on the other side.
So your job is to fake that quarterback out and to fake. Yeah, it is. Because
I got four D linemen.
But if that slot receiver come in and do a in route, you have to follow him until that other tight end or receiver meets you in that middle hash and then you follow him. That's what the bubble's for. That's why you're playing that cover four.
But my thing is though, if I'm playing Texas, correct? I know that Quinn Ewers is not running, so I'm not. You know what I mean? I'm not caring about the running, because the running aspect, he get 5 yards off for run. That's him. That's you know what I mean?
Like, you can't if you play and he's an improvising quarterback. If you play just a straight like.
If you play like Cam Ward, right? I'm playing run first. I'm playing to the line of scrimmage.
If I'm playing someone like Cam Ward, I'm playing a 4-3-5.
I'm running a line of scrimmage.
4-3-5.
Once you run past that line of scrimmage, or I think if the receiver's too fast behind me, I'm playing the receiver. If you run and pick up 4 yards, you run and pick up 4 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not passing over my head for fucking 15 yards down the field.
If I said 4-3-5, give me a 4-3-5.
Is that four defensive linemen, three middle linebackers?
That's five DBs. Four. Well, you can do a three DBs, two safeties, or however you want to do it.
I like three corners, two safeties.
Yeah, it's a four.
I don't care how many middle linebackers.
That's a 4-3-5.
Four defensive linemen.
That's a 4-3-5. If you run a 4-3, that is the most used defense in football is a 4-3-5.
Because I can rush one defensive linebacker, that's play the other defensive linebacker on your running back, because I know you blitzing. I'm blitzing five.
Yeah.
So that means one might get through.
Yeah.
Even if he don't, your quarterback gets 5 yards, good play. But, I mean, if I play your running back and all your other people are disguised,
that's why it's called a Mike Wolf Sam, because it's 4-3-5. Yeah. You got the middle, the outside, and then the other outside. So it's like, everybody covered. I mean, you could run a cover one, man-to-man. You could run anything in a 4-3-5.
Definitely.
But that's what I said. Like they need, if they need to worry about anything, they need to worry about a quarterback and a defense.
Who?
Dallas. Then that'd be nice.
Pittsburgh, your quarterback first.
Pittsburgh needs to worry about a receiver and then a running back.
Now my thing is, though, who you sound like QB? Do you take Russell Wilson or do you take... Sorry, hold on. 1 second. I got you the rest.
Who do you take quarterback?
I resign. I don't know. I probably resign Justin Fields. You all right there, guy?
No kidding.
An hour and 2 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Ain't going that. I'm about drunk.
Oh, bum.
I need another wood, bro.
Hey, we got one right there.
We got a blunt. Oh, fuck. Got one right there, guys.
All right, right up, guys.
Might have to go outside for that one.
We can go if you want, guys.
Fuck. I need another coat.
No, I'm good. You want to pause and play? Take a minute? Or you want to finish the podcast?
I'll probably finish it. It all depends what they doing out there. We can play the game. I don't know what they doing out there. It's only 10:42.
I don't care what they're doing.
I'm like, fuck out. We still playing the game.
We still smoking. We're going to be like,
hello.
Looking up the Simpsons. I'm snide.
Like, Nate,
I am.
I got
venom.
All right. A snake don't go right. It goes.
Listen, this is what they call for. They said they were getting their nails done at 9 o'clock.
We had
at least 3 hours, so we got at least to 11. It's 10:42. I think in 18 minutes, we've been all right. We got all blunt.
I'd have been
flapping the birds back. Like, where you going, huh? Wherever Jerry's going, to the right of me. He flying to the left, I'm going left. He flying north, I'll fly north, but
Big Show got online.
What the fuck?
His name Ogre 420. He do it like Shrek.
When he told me his name and his high school name was Big Slow.
Big Slow?
I fucking...
I was starting to like a bunch of people. Don't call me that, big, but I'm smart.
Nigga head look like Lane Johnson. He said his wife. He said his wife looked like a dickhead, man. I said, why you let your wife say your head look like a dick? He said, ain't no way your wife say your head look like a dick, bro. That's fucked up. Hey, you a real dickhead.
Knock her out. She be here with the cousin. Well, cousin. You been knocked down.
Gotta really swing that bitch. Make sure that bitch hit full rotation.
Cause I can't drink this much.
John look like Kane's dude.
Bro, I keep calling him Jane. You like, what that mean? I'm like, you're Kane, but your name starts with a J, so you're Jane.
He look like
okay.
Look like Caillou grew up and had a hard life.
Caillou really drink this?
Caillou's cat got ran over.
Caillou from Oak Block.
That's Caillou from Milwaukee. From Philadelphia. Philadelphia. What Philadelphia? Born and raised.
He's from Chicago.
He better not be.
Las Vegas. Oakland.
Motherfucker from Canada. Oi, Mike.
Hey, man, what you doing, my boy? Huh? Just throw some crumpled biscuits to my boy. I don't think so, mate. This is my corner for my bakery. I bought the best bakery on the block, mate. Oven 450 degrees, mate. Your oven can never. You get the 350 and you quit.
That's why I like Brent and Gangsters. What are you looking at? You got a problem, Mike?
They like snooze.
Nigga smell like
apple.
Nigga smell like petroleum jelly and Vaseline. Smell like what P. Diddy
has. Smell like, yeah. We're getting the work.
Nigga parked that hair crazy. He put so much gorilla gel in that shit, not even funny. That nigga hair just.
He's like, you got a strap on? No, I don't want to fuck this.
He might feel my head, baby, if it's real smooth.
Yeah, fuck me, girl. I don't want to fuck.
Feel my head, baby, if it's real smooth. My pot, feel my pot right here. He said my brother got one too.
They feel my act out, girl.
They look like they're beeves. Them? Michael Jackson? They look like a
Michael beef. Jackson, GG?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. And who?
And his brother?
D?
No. It looked just like him. Snoop Dogg, bro. Snoop Dogg and his little brother.
Oh, you talking about Snoop from First Shift?
Yeah.
Him and his brother look like what?
They look like Habibs. A lot of my friend.
You remind me of like second first break or whatever. Who allowed us to be here to 11 o'clock?
Who let me keep drinking?
Are you finished the whole bottle?
Almost.
Sounds like you're drinking, guy.
Want to take me a drink with you?
Yeah, good. You want to take a drink first, or you want me to go first?
Go ahead, go first, guy. I think I might die. Well, you took a gulp. Oh, we about to be throwed. You're going to go to work like we had the best time of our life in Vegas or some shit. We just in the room. We just over here drinking, making a podcast. Come on, Papo.
I can't take another drink.
Damn, boy, you all right?
Yeah, I
look like Kelly's.
Listen, that shit in my throat. I ain't gonna lie. I can't take another drink. I take another drink. I'm puking. I tell you that taste. Oh, that knob creek is no joke.
You look faded, boy.
Well, you know, listen, we're gonna drink. Look at the bottle when you're done. We're gonna drink a half bottle. Listen, we were up to the. We were up to the they scanned the thing for the checkout. Listen, look, no lie, look where we are now. Look,
bro, I can't see nothing. I hear sounds.
I hear colors.
I see sounds. Me or cousin, I can't see.
I couldn't
go to work like this. From fucking
1998. Yeah, black and white.
Tunnel for the Gary. Well, folks, we'll catch y'all on the.
Yeah, what is.
Damn, we're gonna have a long one next week. They said their appointment at like 10 o'clock.
That's what I mean. We're going to be here.
We're going to be drunk at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not good.
Bro, we're going to be drunk at like fucking 10 o'clock.
Nigga, you're already drunk.
I mean, you got to think, though. If I don't go to the gym, that's 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock. They going to be here. And us drinking. Then from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock until they get back, we're going to be smoking and drinking. So we're going to be...
I feel like that now, nigga.
I'm ready to eat and go to sleep. I don't care what time it is. I don't care what day of the week. I'm hungry and I'm ready to go to sleep.
I'm about to roll a blunt.
No, we got to smoke that one, guys.
We'll catch y'all on the next episode.
Y'all be safe out there. Stay warm, man.
Yeah, y'all be safe. I feel like I'm about 2 shots away from goddamn...
I'm 2 steps away from being like on my bed.
Well, God, hope y'all stay safe and happy
New Year, y'all.
No, we already did New Year's episode, girl.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, well, happy Hanukkah now, guys. I know that's old, but fuck it, girl.
We'll see y'all next week.
Yes, sir. Y'all be safe.
Bitches. Cousins? Guys?
Women?
Niggas?
Oh, neighbors?
What?